Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scales of Truth. But today I'm going to tease something that I'm probably going to cover a little bit more later. And this is the DNC pipe bomb, the pipe bomb at the DNC on January 6th. Some people have done some great work on this, and I'll lean on them a little bit for the tease and just tell you where this is in case you want to look at it in the meantime. But it was here probably 5 days ago or so, the revelation on this occurred about a Metro Police Department or the Capitol Police, one of the two, a car entering the area where the pipe bomb got planted in fairly clear view, and it had not been found overnight and had not been found 2.5 hours earlier, even though investigators say and put out a video about the guy who probably planted it the night before. And then at about midday on the day of January 6th, this person gets out of the Metro or Capitol Police car and approaches the area where the bomb was found, and about 15 to 30 minutes later. And one of the things that I think is very important here, and again, I'm just going to tease this, I'm not going to go all the way through it, is that nobody's mentioning the DNC pipe bomb. Even as they use January 6th as this big, you know, insurrection, which is not true. An insurrection sounds like you're trying to take over the government. There was no organized aspect to that. There was, at most, go in and F up the Capitol. But of course, we know that Ray Epps, that I covered 2 years ago at least, he is the reasoning for any amount of, you know, invasion or some decent part of it. He was the one, along with Bear Spray Guy or whatever they call that guy, who you can find on video stirring up people and then even talking to Bear Spray Guy and saying, well, remember, we don't want to bring this in. And they're talking about probably something that looked more like a weapon, you know, so they don't get shot accidentally. So he's coordinating with Bear Spray Guy. But anyway, I guess the important thing here, and I want to give you the source. Another suspicious moment in DNC pipe bomb mystery has a really good breakdown of the timeline. And you have to kind of, you know, watch the video and or read the description slowly so you kind of understand which video was which and so on and so forth. But it's there. This is on, Declassified with Julie Kelly. Is the name of the Substack. And this was posted on August 14th of 2024. But in reality, just for a little bit of background, I'm going to give you the general layout of the DNC headquarters. Think of a building not very far off of Interior Road in the city, and it's the last road before a little bit of an overpass, but just kind of an internal city overpass, not like an interstate, it doesn't look like. And this building is, you know, probably 75 feet from that overpass, if I had to guess, 45, 50, 75 feet. And then I'm going to just give you the visual. If you're like in the middle of the street and you're looking down towards the overpass, or, you know, where this street goes under, and you look to the right, the building is on the right. The building itself looks to be not 30 feet off of the road. And if you look at the building, then the left end is a driveway, and at the front of, at the street, the curb is the sidewalk. There's not a little bit of grass, then the sidewalk. The sidewalk right next to the curb. And you have a driveway that's really only about, you know, maybe it's a special, you know, classified secure driveway with a garage door, that is. And that garage door is, it's bigger than a tube car garage, but it's not way wider than that. It's probably, if I had to guess, at most 17 feet wide. And again, that entrance is only about two car lengths or so off of the street. And as I said, the sidewalk is along the curb. So if you go a little bit to the right, because I told you the driveway entrance, the garage entrance is the farthest left. Just to the right of that driveway is some low kind of ground cover type of a, I should say, there's a square of ground cover, and then after the sidewalk extends maybe 10 feet to the right of the driveway, it opens up and there's a bench area. This bench area, at least the part that's important, is probably then from the end of the sidewalk. First of all, let me say that, like I said, that ground cover, I think, is at most maybe 10 feet, and it may be only like 7 to 8 feet across from the end of the driveway to the right, to the left end of the square that has benches. That's ground cover. And as you've got one, if you will, you've got one bench that's perpendicular to the street, perpendicular to the building itself. And it's at the, if you will, upper left corner of the square that is the, you know, seating area square. And then you have a bench that is at that corner, but it's horizontal. So, you know, creating an L. And so you've got those two benches. And then at that corner of this square, you know, past the ground cover is some hedges, some bushes. And where the pipe bomb is placed is on the at the corner of the square, just barely under the bushes, but if you're approaching it, it should be seen pretty easily. And in between the two benches and underneath that bush that is kind of defined or is, you know, covers that corner, where they took a picture, it's pretty clear. It's about 2 feet long and has, like, if you will, a kitchen timer on it. So again, this is that this car approaches just out of frame of the benches. So some video from across the street or something. But when you piece the two together, and that's what they've done at this article, you can see how close this is. You can figure up the, you know, how close based on even a traffic light and based on the curb, you know, edge, and based on the edge of the sidewalk, you can piece together proportionally how these fit pretty easily. And you can see that as the guy gets out of his Metro Police or Capitol Police and heads towards his right off frame, he is heading directly in the area of the pipe bomb. So this is really interesting material in two different ways, and we'll follow up on it more. A, that the pipe bomb, plenty of people were within that distance. And the other interesting aspect is that there were plenty of people in that general area of the driveway and the seating when, for some reason, Kamala Harris left on a joint session day. At first, she said she did not, that she was at the Capitol all day, which helps, you know, fan the flames of just exactly how dangerous the Capitol thing allegedly was, which is garbage because they never got anywhere. But in fact, she left before the protesters even got there, so that was a lie. For some reason, she's at the DNC. Who knows? In the middle of a joint session. I don't know why they had the joint session on January 6th when all this was expected, but maybe it was set before. That's a little off as far as usual joint sessions, but they were there, but she wasn't there. And then she arrives in time for this thing to have been placed. She's at the DNC and stays there. So one wonders, I think this is probably what happened. Remember, there was one put at the RNC too. Again, this is never talked about. On the side that says MAGA was the existential threat that day, there was trying to be a true insurrection. There's no true insurrection if you're not trying to place anybody. If you're not trying to place anybody, what's the insurrection? At most, it's a protest. But you can make the argument a little bit more if somebody who was supposed to go into power in 14 days, got hurt or maimed or something like that. But yet they don't even talk about the pipe bomb at the DNC. Now, why is that? Maybe somebody said, no, enough is enough. They involved too many people. I know, I saw the damn thing, and you said to shut up. I'm not going to shut up about it. And it was clearly fake or something like that. Now, months later, they were saying there's still an award on finding the guy from the night before. But the video evidence shows there's no way they should have missed this. This isn't way, way away from some entrance. This is right near where to get your VIPs into the building. We're talking steps away. Now, steps of the way through ground cover, but literally at the corner of the very next, you know, if you will, square of pavement, the very next one, where you'd think if someone is going to walk around here and you're going to walk around, you'd walk right in that area of the benches and look. And again, that's where somebody went. Bomb-sniffing dogs had not found this at like 9:30 in the morning. And yet this odd video where you can't see all of it was, but the guy went right in the direction and he seems to be carrying something. Sorry, spoiler on that. I didn't say that earlier. He seems to be carrying something was, you know, after the bomb-sniffing dogs and other people had gone through there. So it's interesting that she was already there, I believe, and this is where I'll have to cover it again. You can read the article. It's just because they're being very explanatory, if you're not following along or you're trying to read quickly, it's a good job of explaining, but, you know, you might be getting kind of mixed up. Now, which group of people was this? Which video? But I believe she was there already. And as those people, they have the video of her arriving there. It seems like that's probably the caravan of getting her into the building. And so a bunch of police officers of different, you know, Capitol Police, Secret Service, Metro, whatever, show up first and kind of get her in there, presuming she's in the black SUVs that go in. And then later, soon after, somebody drops this by, and it's a Capitol Police or a Metro Police deal. So this is really big. Of course, it'll never really make the news, but maybe it'll, if you can, you know, run it through your people that you know who vote, who are a little bit open to things, and go, okay, this is the type of administration we're talking about here. It wasn't a bunch of Republicans, you know, leading that, you know, caravan back and planning her to get back in the DNC. It either didn't go off and they wanted it to, or somebody found it and they didn't mean for the person to find it, or they didn't mean it to go off, but they just wanted it to still be the reason for panic and concern that day. But yeah, you have to ask yourself, the official stories, it was there the night before. So now we have video. The other thing that's, of course, absolutely crazy is it would be another Secret Service mistake, which it wasn't, since they found it, but it wasn't in that if they didn't look nearby as she's going into the DNC on supposedly a very sensitive day, then that would be on them as well. But they did look. They're walking around. There's no way they could have missed it. And they missed it because it wasn't there, or if you want to believe they missed it because literally 3 to 6 different agents are told to don't worry about the bomb that you see. Now, I don't know that they would need to do that. It seems that they would walk around a bit and look around before Kamala gets into the building. And then, again, that other guy, and there's extended video. I mean, it's him getting out and then getting back in after the guy turns the driver, if you will, turns around in the DNC garage pull-in spot. Then the guy comes back over and gets in, but at least when he gets out, he's carrying something. And then he's gone for, I think it's a minute or two. So we'll cover that more, but just wanted to give you that tease, and you could look it up yourself as well. Again, then, this is another suspicious moment, DNC pipe bomb mystery. An unidentified individual carrying a bag exited a police vehicle, then walked toward the location where the device was, quote, found, and 15 minutes later, found about 15 minutes later. There are no coincidences. Haley McLean and Julie Kelly, August 14th, 2014. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth.